First of all, an update on an ongoing murder investigation in Chapel Hill. Police have identified the victim now in last Thursday's fatal shooting at Chapel Ridge Apartments. 24-year-old Marcus Anthony Smith of Durham was shot and killed in the middle of the afternoon. He was one of two murder victims in Chapel Hill last week alone, along with 27-year-old Kason Thorpe of Oxford. Police have not released any suspect details in either case. If you have any information, though, contact the Chapel Hill PD or call 911. In local government, several meetings tonight. Orange County commissioners have their first meeting of the year at 7 p.m. in the Witted Building, and the Carborough Town Council also meets at 7 in Town Hall. Light agendas tonight. County commissioners will discuss their legislative agenda for the year in Raleigh, and the Carborough Board will get an update on the town's race and equity initiatives. Chatham County commissioners also meet today. First, a work session at 3 p.m., then a regular meeting at 6 with an agenda that includes a public hearing on a proposed residential development just south of Farrington Village. And the Durham City Council meets at 7. Their agenda includes a redevelopment proposal on a property at the corner of 54 and 751. Get more details and links to all the agendas on our website, chapelborough.com. And as we get further into the new year, we're still looking ahead at what to expect from local government further into 2023. In Chapel Hill, Mayor Pam Heminger says she is looking forward to more discussion of the town's Housing Choice Initiative, an effort to rethink residential zoning to allow for different types of housing. The goal is to ease rising costs and address the town's ongoing housing shortage, but Mayor Heminger says it also has to be done right.
Now, we don't allow duplexes or triplexes in neighborhoods unless it's specifically for affordable housing. And so this is a look at, could there be opportunities for doing this? Are there lots large enough? Are there opportunities for some of this? We already allow accessory dwelling units, which is something 1,000 square feet or less. And we have about 64 of those in our community right now. That's not a lot, but there are people who would like a smaller size footprint that's affordable. While there are, like I said, these categories of people aging in place or young professionals and people who don't necessarily want to live in a neighborhood versus in an apartment building neighborhood situation. So we're taking a look at that, but we want to be respectful of our existing neighborhoods too. So how do we make this fit? And it's worked well in other communities, but we need to figure out how it would work in Chapel Hill.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there. The full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelborough.com. Staying in Chapel Hill, some business news. After several delays, Crumble Cookies is just a few weeks away from opening its new location on Franklin Street downtown. The owners told 97.9 The Hill they're planning to open sometime in February. And finally, the month of January is National Blood Donor Month, and the American Red Cross is urging everyone to start making it a regular habit to give blood this year. 97.9 The Hill's Madison Ward has more.
The need right now is actually we are in a strong position. So we did not have a real heavy ice and winter storm season across the country.
That's Garrett Reed, the regional CEO for the American Red Cross. Reed added, since North Carolina doesn't typically get hit hard by winter weather, the state collects blood that can help locations and hospitals in need across the country. This is a shift from the past 2 years. In 2021, the Red Cross faced its biggest blood shortage since 2015 after the pandemic delayed or discouraged people from giving blood. One sign of improvement locally was the Carolina Blood Drive's return to full operations in June of 2022. Reed said, although 1 in 7 hospital patients receive a blood transfusion, only 3% of the country's population donates blood.
That's a great thing, I think, as a Tar Heel that we can think about is that we're able to help support not only ourselves, but other parts of the country. But right now, we have seen a really good collections over the month of December into January. However, we are very much focused on two specific unit types.
Reed said the Red Cross is always seeking donations of the O blood type, as well as blood from Black donors to meet sickle cell needs.
It's not enough just to have a lot of blood. We need to have the right types of blood for our patients in our hospitals.
In Chapel Hill, the Red Cross will host blood drives on January 16th at the Hargraves Recreation Center, the 17th at UNC Student Union, and the 18th at Orange United Methodist Church. Reed added, the Red Cross has regular fixed-site donations, which means there are many opportunities for people to give blood.
As many of us are traveling across the state, we are having, collecting about 5,000 drives a year. So the odds of you being able to find a drive that is convenient and works with you and your schedule is a very high one.
Reed said the Red Cross makes it easy for first-time donors to give blood and shared tips for anyone looking to donate.
You do not need to know your blood type. We want you to come in. We want you to feel healthy and well, so no sniffles. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Don't skip meals. This is not a medical procedure in the traditional sense. Make sure you're eating your full breakfast, eating your lunch. Come on in, and we're going to be able to have a phlebotomy team that is elite and exceptional.
Reed noted, a few weeks after donation, people will be notified of their blood type and interesting facts about their blood, including if they're a rare match for a rare donor.
We are screening their blood across a gamut of things. You're, in a way, getting a little bit of a mini health physical as well, which is great.
Reed said he encourages everyone to roll up their sleeves and make a New Year's resolution to donate blood. He said the average donor can donate up to 6 times a year.
Being able to start strong in the beginning of January as we begin to work with our hospitals for elective surgeries, as well as any traumas that may occur during regular business hours and things of that nature, we want to make sure that we're there to support that within our communities.
To make an appointment to donate blood, visit the American Red Cross's website. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.
Time is 6:13. It is time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Rosewood Wealth Management. Tar Heel women's basketball is up 5 spots to number 17 in the AP rankings after knocking off 11th-ranked NC State on Sunday, 56-47, in front of a sellout crowd at Carmichael Arena. Kennedy Todd Williams led the way in scoring with 15. Alyssa Usby had 18 rebounds along with 9 points, but it was Destiny Adams who sealed the deal in the end. She came off the bench and scored 8 points in a 2-minute stretch in the fourth quarter to put the game away. Third win in a row for UNC, two of those coming over ranked teams, and they're now one of only 4 teams in the nation with 4 wins over ranked teams this season. And that sellout crowd in Carmichael was Carolina's first since 2015. Next up, the big one, the Tar Heels host Duke this Thursday at 8. And the Tar Heel men also got a nice win this weekend, 80-59 at Louisville. Armando Bacot came back from his ankle injury and led the way with 14 points and 16 rebounds, had a double-double by halftime. DeMarco Dunn tied him with 14 points off the bench as UNC got its first true road win of the season. With Bacot and Pete Nance both struggling with injuries, Carolina's bench has stepped up its play in the last couple of games. 26 total points against Louisville, plus 20 earlier in the week against Virginia. Head coach Hubert Davis says that could be a big boost going forward.
We have depth, and in order to use it, you know, we need guys to be consistent in terms of their play when their number is called. And you know, not just Jalen in the Virginia game, or not just DeMarco in the Louisville game. I thought Seth coming off the bench in games has been huge for us. I think Dontrez came in the Louisville game and gave us 8 great minutes. There's times where Tyler Nickel has had moments coming off the bench, and against Wake Forest, Justin McCoy played 17 minutes and played extremely well for us. So it's huge to have those type of options and that type of production coming off the bench on a consistent basis.
That's Hubert Davis there. Carolina's back home tonight hosting Boston College at 7. We've got it for you here on 97.9 The Hill starting at 5:30 with countdown to tip-off. UNC also had a big weekend on the recruiting trail as shooting guard Ian Jackson out of New York committed to Carolina for 2024. Jackson's a 5-star recruit rated as the 2nd best overall player in the nation in his class. Elsewhere in sports, top-ranked UNC women's tennis opened spring play with wins over Elon, App State, ECU, and Campbell. Busy weekend. That win over ECU was career win number 500 for head coach Brian Kalbas. The Tar Heel wrestling team won road meets over Harvard and Brown both on Saturday, and the UNC track and field team won 7 individual events while hosting the Dick Taylor Challenge, their first home indoor meet in 3 years. We're also just a month away from the start of UNC baseball season, and the accolades are already rolling in for star sophomore Vance Honeycutt. Perfect Game has named him as the preseason ACC Player of the Year. As a freshman, Honeycutt hit 296 with 25 home runs and 29 stolen bases, first Tar Heel ever with 20 homers and 20 stolen bases in the same year. He and the Diamond Heels will start their season on February 17th, a month from today, at home against Seton Hall. And finally, in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes split 2 home games over the weekend, beating Pittsburgh but then losing to Vancouver in a shootout. The Canes are back in action Thursday, still at home against Minnesota.